This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hello.
We're back in the studio.
Back in the flesh. We managed to level out the levels. Now we've leveled up and here we are.
We are. We whipped COVID's
behind.
Exactly. And to celebrate, we're going to look at Devo.
Yes.
Freedom of Choice, which is turning 40, remarkably.
I love it. I love it that it's turning 40 and it's still so
good.
Yeah.
It's just a quirky little album. So just a bit of background about Devo. They're from this little town in Ohio called Akron, and they formed way back in 1973. They had several members come and go, but their classic lineup, which was together between 1976 and 1986, consisted of two sets of brothers, Gerald and Bob Carsell, and Mark and Bob Mothersbaugh, and also Alan Myers. So a very rare thing indeed, two sets of brothers in one band. They settled on that lineup from 1976, and they quickly became known as this quite quirky band. Image, of course, was everything. The famous hats, or as they are known, energy domes.
Yes, where you channel the energy through.
Definitely.
And they're quite possessed on stage. Like, they've got a lot of essence.
Yeah, very stage-oriented, very...
I don't know why I called it essence, but
maybe
there you
it's
go.
The energy domes doing their thing.
Yeah, I need an energy dome.
And also the boiler suits as well, which come in different colours. That's become a quite popular dress-up over the years at parties, coming dressed as a Devo member.
I mean, why not?
And their popularity and success also was down a lot to Image, because MTV was really sort of taking off, and they really tacked into that, and it helped them a lot musically. They were known for their quite visual presentation, their sort of science fiction kitsch, I guess, quite satirical social commentary. A lot of their songs are quite humorous in many respects. And it was quite unlike a lot of music at the time. They were all out on their own, kind of visually and musically. And they released their first two albums in 1978 and 1979 to much acclaim critically. It's just commercially they didn't really go anywhere, and many people, I guess, thought they were a bit of a comedic group and not to be taken too seriously. So come late 1979, around the recording of this album, they kind of decided to change their musical style a little bit. They moved into more the synth pop lane on this record, slightly away from guitar-based new wave, which was kind of their first two records, to broaden their audience a bit. And obviously synth pop was getting into quite popular realm at the time.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, they decided to go for more of a synthy sound, and the witty nature of their songs was still there, as was the image. But I guess you could say they wanted that more commercial sound to try and get more fans. So let's start with the opening track and the first single from the record. This is called Girl You Want.
I love and the song.
You can hear straight away from the opening sort of riff, very synthy, where they're heading in this record sound-wise. And allegedly the song was inspired by the Knack's My Sharona.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite similar in places to that song, but the band deny that they had anything to do with that song.
I mean,
song.
Why would you?
But, I can see similarities there. But it's definitely a really cool song.
Tixon 5395, tell us what you think. Is it My Sharona?
Look at you with your mind spinning. Why don't we just admit it's all over? She's just the girl you want. She's just the girl you want. She's just the girl, she's just the girl you want.
That was Girl You Want.
Devo. I love that synth riff. It's so infectious.
It is quite infectious. We've had a couple of texts in. God, this album rules. Yes, it does. It does rule. If you just tuned in, this is Anniversary Albums. We're looking at Devo's Freedom of Choice from 1980. Another person said that we should play Gut Feeling. But is that part of this album?
I don't actually know.
Wait. Let me have a look. Anyway, what's this next song?
Well, the next song we're going to play is not Gut Feeling, but it's just as good. It's called Planet Earth, and this is the closing track of the record, and it's kind of more in line with their early material. Quite a lot of guitar on here, but there's still plenty of synths if you're into that kind of stuff. And it does sound a bit, in my opinion, like Gary Numan, kind of Human League, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, Gut Feeling is part of Q, Are We Not Men?
Yes.
A, We Are Devo.
That's the first album.
We Are Devo.
It's still a good album though.
Yeah, it is. We should just play Devo just at all times.
Hello and welcome to the Devo Show.
Yeah, we've just... okay, this isn't Morning Glory anymore. This is the Devo Show now. Here's Planet Earth. Oh, no.
Stay on planet Earth. It's a place to live your life where pleasure follows pain. People go insane, fly around in planes, pray that it won't rain, drive around in cars, get drunk in local bars, dream of being stars. Well, I lived all my life on planet. Try to catch a man, things I couldn't understand on planet Earth. I'll probably stay on planet Earth. It's a place to live your life where pleasure follows pain. People go insane, fly around in planes, and pray that it won't rain, drive around in cars, get drunk in local bars. I saw a man on a stage scream, put me back in my cage. I saw him hang by his tie. I saw enough to make me cry on planet Earth. On planet Earth.
That was Planet Earth by Devo, our anniversary album of the week with Sam Smith.
Freedom of choice.
We've got a few texts in. Quite a lot of people have been covering Devo over the years. There's a Sheheart cover of Gates of Steel, and there's also a Soundgarden cover of Girl You Want. Some people have memories related to Devo,
yep.
One of which is from a listener called Mike, who said that other than loving the music a lot in the 80s, we used to play backyard cricket with a lot of us wearing various salad bowls strapped to our heads. Haha. If anyone asked why we'd sing, "Are we not men? We are Devo." Good times.
Good times indeed.
And also, Neil Young got the phrase "Rust never sleeps" from Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo, who has also done a few other things.
Yes, I'm pleasantly surprised to learn today that he is the man responsible for writing the Rugrats theme music.
Which it means that we've been conditioned to love Devo from a really early age.
Yes, and also he wrote music for Super Mario World.
Yep.
And movies like The Royal Tenenbaums as well.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, wow.
That makes so much sense. Damn. I love all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of blown my mind.
I'm going to find a Rugrats remix and play it for Remix of the Day.
Yeah.
In honor of this news.
Oh, and he also wrote music for the Lego film as well.
Oh, okay. That makes so much sense. Because heaps of people really loved that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Lots of kids.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Maybe they'll find out he was in Devo and like, oh, I can go listen to Devo as well.
Yeah, yeah. You can just kind of move on with
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
We're
just going to cut to a wee break.
Yep,
and then we're going to do the reception and we'll do our last song for anniversary albums. Stay tuned.
Is there a nice dinner place in town?
Well, you know Jenny from Spanish class?
Yeah.
She was sitting next to me every day until eventually I got up the courage and asked her out to Mezzi Bar.
So, Mezzi Bar.
It never really worked out. We wanted different things. I guess that's the beauty of tapas.
Mezzi Bar. Great food, great drinks, great memories. Your Mediterranean oasis right in the centre of town, Durham Street East. For hours and info, go to mezzibar.co.nz.
New Zealand whiskey. It's actually a thing now. And Thompson Whiskey is your local, distilling their highly awarded single malt whiskey in Riverhead. Yep, deep in the heart of Auckland's most magical region.
Magical region.
You can't get much more local than that. They use NZ-grown malt barley, all copper pot stills, traditional whiskey making techniques, and they barrel-age their single malts for as long as their accountant lets them. Happy days. Support local and drink local. Go to thompsonwhiskey.com.
Sorry, no goths.
Excuse me?
Yeah, piss off. Maybe without those sunnies you could read the bloody sign.
No goths? This is cruel and unusual.
Not as cruel and unusual as that beautiful velvet cape. Now get out of my sight, Nosferatu.
I'm a human being.
It's hard out there for a goth, but everyone's welcome on Penny's 1-4. A heady mix of the sounds of now and the shimmering hits from our alternative past. To 4 with Penny, this afternoon only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora koutou, mā, no mai, haramai, ki te erirangi pōhō. This is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I'm here with Sam Smith. We're going to be doing the reception of Freedom of Choice by
legacy.
Devo. The Legacy.
Legacy. Well, it's a strong legacy. If people are still playing Rugrats theme music on pianos at primary school.
Oh, yes.
It used to drive me around the bend.
Really? I mean, I can play it on the piano.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to revisit that memory?
No. So, just about this album. Because they wanted to go for this more commercial synth poppy type sound, and it actually worked because they managed to go to number 22 in the Billboard charts.
22!
And it even cracked the top 10 here in little old New Zealand, where obviously with the love coming through on the text machine today, obviously very popular here in New Zealand.
Oh, Dim just texted in. Hi, Dim. He just said that he's got footage from the Villa Maria show.
Ooh, that he posted
on YouTube.
Awesome.
Shot.
Critics were also impressed. Some called it their most evocative pairing of words and music. AllMusic called it their most cohesive material to date. And a lot of the success of this album, no doubt, can be put down to the success of the Whip It music video, which got a lot of TV appearances and... Obviously, MTV just thrashed that video nonstop, constantly.
It's so camp.
It's very camp. It's an iconic music video.
But it's like Frontiers camp.
It is.
Lumberjack camp.
It is, yes. Mm. Obviously, this would have been for a lot of middle America the first time they saw Devo. So obviously, it got them a lot of new fans. And the gimmick that the Energy Dome hats became obviously contributed as well. And it was interesting, I was just saying to Geneva how before the show how these these Energy Dome hats, you can now actually get Devo Energy Dome face shields for COVID-19.
Ah, so then you're channeling the energy and you're also protected,
yes,
and shielded.
The Energy Dome, and it's got this kind of sort of plastic shield attached to the front.
How relevant.
You go online and search for them. They're pretty cool, actually.
I'll get one.
Whoever thought of that, genius. I wish I'd thought of that.
Thank you for doing that for us. Thank you.
And obviously,
take my money.
They were very popular by this stage, mid-80s, and that was kind of their peak, really. And they kept going until 1991, initially, releasing 5 more albums before splitting up. And they then reunited in 1996, and they still tour to this day, despite the fact they've lost a couple of members. Unfortunately, Alan Myers and Bob Castle have passed away over the last few years. But legacy-wise, they're still around, and... yeah, they still tour, and obviously they've come to New Zealand and people have really enjoyed their shows.
We really love you, Devo.
Yeah, so...
You've helped me through a lot. They helped me through university, actually.
They've helped a lot of people, and obviously the Rugrats thing is just... I can't escape it. It's just kind of blown my mind.
Yeah, I found a remix I'm going to play.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Yes. Okay, well, on that note, we're going to finish with... Obviously, this is just a massive hit. It's probably their most famous song. It's a huge 80s classic. In many ways, a bit of a novelty song, I guess you could say. But it's just a great song, really. And obviously, the music video, as I've said, very iconic. And this was Def's the moment. They went from an underground band into quite a mainstream band.
Yeah, if you're washing the dishes right now, you might want to get your whips ready.
Damn right.
Of course, Sam is talking about Whip It by Devo, the big boy. The Big Boy Saveloy song. And
put your Energy Dome hats on.
Yeah, put them on get into it. Thank you very much, Sam, for coming in and
Pleasure.
Talking to us about this fantastic band.
Good
this
to be back.
Awesome album. We've renamed Morning Glory the Devo Show, so just not going to play any other music. No, just kidding. But I mean, I would like to do that. It's just as a suggest. Maybe we should just do Devo Appreciation Hour.
We could play some of those covers. The Fu Manchu one sounds good.
Hard out. Yeah, the Fu Manchu cover sounds rad. I haven't even heard of that before. Thank you very much, listeners, for texting in.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Step on the bridge. Break your mama's back.
happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.